fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. This week we've been talking about suffering and trial. We've been talking about the spiritual combat that we're facing and the nature of the demonic strategy that's set against the people of God, really set against the whole earth, because, friends, you have to remember that Satan is the mortal enemy of every human being. Why? Because every human being bears the image of God. We're created in God's image and likeness. And because of the jealousy and envy of the devil, sin entered the world. The devil refused to acknowledge God. He refused to want to serve God. He was enraged with jealousy at the fact that God would take on human flesh in his son Jesus Christ. He hates the incarnation. He hates the destiny of the human race and God's desire to save the human race, and that human flesh, human nature would be transfigured, transformed, would be made a new creation through Jesus Christ taking on human flesh, which was enslaved without hope, was creaturely under the devil's heel, under his thumb, under his domination. And Christ comes to break that hold and to raise us to glory, to participating in the divine life, to becoming, as Peter says, partakers in the divine nature, having an eternal glory set before us, being raised far beyond anything we could ever accomplish, anything we could ever deserve. It's God's loving gift to us. The crown of creation who had turned from him, and he's come to restore. And he restores us by making us children, children of God, by making us part of his family. The communion between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the devil cannot stand it. And he hates every single human being. Jesus, who spoke nothing but the truth, said, "The devil is a murderer and a liar from the beginning." It's so important for us in these moments of difficulty that we're living through as a culture, as a civilization. There's a great deal of panic, as I've spoken about all week long. There's a great deal of panic and fear, and people realize that things are out of control, and our leaders don't have control over what's going on. There's a spirit of chaos, a kind of chaotic, disordered spirit. Whenever you see that, that kind of chaos and disorder with the sort of death that we're seeing, and in the panicking and what human beings do in that context and what happens to us, we're filled with more anger and anxiety. We're constantly complaining. We're on edge. We blame other people for things. We get caught in this vortex and this whipping around like it's a storm. One gentleman, others have described it as a storm that we're walking through. And it's spiritual forces that are stirring this storm, wanting to lead people to confusion, to slavery, to fear, to fall back into being subject to our passions, ultimately to turn from God, to disobey God. And the momentum of the culture that we're living in clearly is a momentum away from God. We're enthroning things, you know, in the midst of this chaos. We are willing through law, through force of power, through media and everything, to will things, to make laws that institute things that profoundly offend God. That's what the scripture calls, friends, the futility of a darkened mind. We're fighting for our own freedom, our own safety, our own happiness, all these things, apart from reference to God, in many, many cases. We're saying, look, the only solution for us to be able to have a society and a civilization together is to throw off what we used to have, this consensus of Judeo-Christian values, because it offends some people. And so we have to kind of create our own. And so we're stumbling along. And as we stumble, our politicians, who are also, many of them, also slaves to the fear of death and are subject to the bondage that comes through it, are making really unwise and foolish decisions. Even politicians who call themselves Catholic, making unbelievably unwise decisions, standing, defending abortion in any way and all forms, the killing of innocent children. When Pope John Paul II described the culture of death that was emerging in the West, he put his finger on all kinds of ways that that is expressed. One of the fundamental ways is this sin of abortion that dominates the West. I went on to Google not long ago to say, how many children have been aborted worldwide since 1973? Now we're talking about some wicked reality, right? Over a billion children. Some estimates are 1.5 billion have been killed. Why is this happening? Why? Well, go back to what I said at the beginning of the week. It's the devil's strategy to enslave the human race through the fear of death. Friends, I'm not talking about this subject or the other ones I want to talk about today because I want to accuse people of something. What I want us to see is all of us in a culture of death. If we're not radically living for Jesus, if we're not submitting to Christ, if we're not reading his word, and as St. Peter said yesterday as I read, be sane and be sober, for the end of all things is near, be clear-headed, pray every day. If we're not praying and being united and being determined, as St. Paul says now, to please God in every way, and to just say, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. If we're not in that place, in the power of the Holy Spirit, that new power, new capacity within us to be able to say no to the temptations of the world and the energy and the disordered energy of the world that leads so many people to such enslavement and foolishness, that power that's within us, strengthened in the sacramental life of the church, strengthened in the community of God's people living rightly with the Lord, that gives us a new power to live a new way of life. And so I'm not here trying to point a finger at people. I'm just trying to say, look at the devil's strategy. Why are we killing over a billion innocent children? Well, because people are gripped by fear, the fear of death, diminishment. Oh, I'm panicking. I don't want this child. I can't handle it. I don't want it. This is unexpected. You know? How many children are killed for convenience? Abortion is a kind of final birth control strategy for so many people. And we're considering electing a person in this country who is just radically, radically committed to that reality. Why? She's concerned about women. She's concerned about equality between men and women. That's a good thing. It's a very good thing. But she's taking into her own hands a demonic strategy that's emerged in the West over the last 100 years to say, the only way a woman can be free and be in the fight with a man equally is to be able to have total control over her body, her sexuality and sexual powers, and she can act like a man and live like a man. And abortion now lets her live in a way that she doesn't have to face the consequences of the reality of what sex leads to. So I'm going to deny its purpose. I'm going to deny the responsibility that comes with this great power that God gives us. And I'm going to be like foolish men who treat it like a contact sport and trivialize it for their own pleasure. Where does it lead to, friends? It leads to death. And as the culture gets more enslaved to the fear of death and our minds and hearts are darkened, we look for more distractions if we're not in God and in Christ, things to escape into, to make us feel good, all the rest. So that's why, as I said earlier in the week, pornography is ubiquitous. That's why, you know, sexual immorality is rampant and sexual disorder and chaos. It's the striving toward life in us, but it's being abused. Go to the other side of life. What's happening with euthanasia? Again, our wise political leaders standing up as if they're defending some great good. Do you see the empty futility of their mind? I mean, Catholic politicians, people in name Catholic, standing up and fighting, using all the force they have politically to institute euthanasia as the law of the land, to kill. Why is killing the right thing to do? Why are we looking at it like some sort of good? Why are we looking at it as sort of the weapon we have or the means we have to relieve people, to relieve unwanted babies of their existence, to relieve sick and tired, sick of people, depressed people of their suffering? Well, it's easy. We'll just kill you. If you want us to kill you, we'll kill you. This is the reality, friends, of the culture of death. Proud, arrogant human hearts. We can figure this out on our own. We don't have to live by Judeo-Christian values. We don't have to live by God's revealed word, God's plan. We have a better plan. We're wise now. We're very smart. We're 21st century cultural elites. We're wiser than anyone who's come before us. We ignore the democracy of dead, as Chesterton used to say. And where does our wisdom take us? To the empty futility of a darkened mind. You become a slave to the principalities and powers present in this world, and you do their bidding. That's what happens. You are violating the commandments of God. You're doing exactly what the devil wants you to do, to kill innocent people and to affirm the lie that their life and their destiny belongs to themselves. They belong to God. And you, Catholic politician, and all of us Catholics, we're meant to be light now. And if we're not living radically surrendered to Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit, we ourselves become darkness. And we become conduits of the building of the culture of death. A way of life that finds death as the answer to our most intractable problems. But friends, when we lose, that's a clear sign that people have lost sight of God. It's a consequence of pushing God to the margins, to pushing him from the human horizon. And the light which comes from God goes dark. And human beings become slaves. That's a kind of grim picture, but it's reality, friends. It is total reality. Where's the fear of God? I was reading this beautiful quote from St. Francis Assisi last week. He said, "When the fear of God stands guard at the door," St. Francis said, "the devil has no way in." The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. How can I order my life and make decisions and lead people to order their lives into the direction of their own ultimate good, toward true happiness and fulfillment? Wisdom leads us there. It rightly aligns us with God's purpose and God's will. The fear of the Lord does that. When we have leaders, or when we ourselves in our life make decisions, I'm going to do something that I want, and I'm going to ignore God's purpose and plan, I lack the fear of God. And where that leads me to is not to wisdom, but it leads ultimately to futility, acting against my own nature, standing up proudly and boldly and using my powers and pursuing things that I'm convinced are going to make me happy and in fact are going to lead me to my own demise, my own ultimate destruction. And they're going to make me an enemy of God. Friends, that is insanity. That's crazy. Because we will all appear before the judgment seat of God. What could be more unwise? What could be more stupid and foolish than that? Fear God, the book of Revelation tells us, and give him glory. How do you give God glory? You obey him. You love him. You surrender to him. You run after him. You seek him day after day after day. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.